In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, March 29th. I'm glad you could be here with us today. Brexit has begun. Britain today began the formal process of ending its more than 40-year membership in the European Union. Next up, 2 years of wrangling as the UK negotiates the terms of its departure. Many British industries face an uncertain future, including one of the most successful, the big financial hub in the British capital known as The City. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
This martial music is often played at civic ceremonies in the city. Quite fitting, since this financial centre has crushed all its continental rivals. But among these city workers, on their lunch break, there's rather less confidence as Brexit looms.
Pretty anxious because it's going to affect me directly. I might be going downhill, so it's going to be a little bit of a problem because, you know, like, you don't get a lot of opportunities anymore and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's my concern.
Are you nervous that London could suffer as a financial centre?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly could. There's been talk about lots of big businesses preparing to move out.
Up to 100,000 jobs could go, according to one estimate. Mushtaba Rahman of the Eurasia Group won't put figures on it, but he says if London doesn't retain its unfettered access to the EU market, it could be grim. How grim? Are we talking about massive job losses, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars worth of business being lost?
I think so. In a worst case scenario, you're talking about a very significant readjustment and there will be economic pain.
Yes, what's going on? Any liquid credit bank, please?
Since the financial crisis, many Brits have disparaged the city as a citadel of greed. But financial services are crucial for Britain. They employ more than 2 million people and, says city spokesman Gary Kampkin, pay a lot of tax.
It's the largest tax-paying industry in the UK. It pays enough tax to, in effect, fund the Department for Education.
And he says selling services like brokerage and insurance abroad, it's the UK's biggest exporter.
And in terms of export surplus, it's more than most of the other sectors combined. So it really does have a very important footprint for the United Kingdom.
60% of its exports go to the EU through an arrangement called passporting that comes with EU membership. The city wants to keep most of the benefits of that passport after Brexit, but the EU's chief negotiator, Frenchman Michel Barnier, doesn't sound amenable.
Being a member of the European Union comes with rights and benefits. Third countries can never have the same rights and benefits.
The big investment banks based in London fear they may lose access to mainland Europe. Goldman Sachs is shifting hundreds of staff from London to a continental financial centre. Morgan Stanley could move up to 1,000 jobs. But city spokesman Gary Kampkin is undaunted.
We see no reason why London cannot continue to be not just the world's leading global financial centre, along with New York, but also Europe's financial centre.
He says Europe needs London's huge pools of international capital. Others are even more dismissive of any threat from Brexit.
Ratesetters cut out the middleman and get better returns on their money. Search Ratesetter and make today pay.
This online peer-to-peer lending firm set up in the city just after the financial crisis. So far, it's clocked up more than $2 billion worth of business. The firm's John Battersby says, Brexit, bring it on.
We don't think that we'll be held back by a lack of passporting or whatever other things you want to talk about. I think it comes down to opportunities, taking advantage of them, and that comes down to drive, determination, entrepreneurial spirit.
That may be a Brit putting on a brave face, but there's no doubt the culture of the city is well suited to all the uncertainties of Brexit, as this city worker makes clear.
I'm actually looking forward to it personally. I like market volatility, so I'm hoping it does cause some volatility and I can get some good investments.
In the city, Europe's top financial centre, for now, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.